Go to any medical marijuana hearing and you can hear people suffering from severe illness or injury extolling the therapeutic benefits of cannabis. But in New Hampshire, you've never heard things like this.
The New Hampshire Attorney General's office is willing to work with the committee and with the medical community to see if we can resolve concerns that we have about the bill.
Elizabeth Woodcock is with the New Hampshire Department of Justice. The New Hampshire Police Chiefs Association, meanwhile, which has for years led the fight against medical marijuana, also seems to be softening its stance. Richard Crate Jr. says police chiefs still oppose medical marijuana, but Crate also told senators,
if you're convinced that this is the path New Hampshire should take, then let's please consider doing it legally.
According to Crate, that would include setting up medical trials and seeking a waiver from the federal government. Another medical marijuana opponent, New Hampshire's Medical Society, made similar suggestions. In recent years, the legislature has twice passed medical marijuana to see the bills vetoed by former Governor John Lynch. Governor Maggie Hassan has said she'd sign a tightly controlled bill, but says she has concerns about letting patients grow their own marijuana plants. Hassan met with some backers of the bill before the hearing. Several testify that being able to cultivate marijuana at home remains a priority. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.